Watch, J.D. Vance, Democracy Was Absent in Leftist Elites' Coronation of Kamala Harris. By Nick Gilbertson on August 2, 2024. Republican Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance said democracy was absent in the way Vice President Kamala Harris came to be the presumptive Democrat presidential nominee. Vance appeared on an episode of Full Send podcast with the Nelk Boys that was released Friday. One of the hosts, Bradley Martin, said, "There's actually no democracy in how Harris has come to be the nominee without actually running as a presidential candidate in the primary, which Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and others have criticized as rigged. They sit on the side, and they say, Donald Trump is against democracy. But they're also now, they held, Biden, long enough to pass up where they could actually vote for a new kind of like nominee. And then they just picked who they wanted," Martin said. "So there's actually no democracy in that." "Not at all," Vance agreed. 14 million people voted for Biden to be the nominee of the Democrat Party. How many people have voted for Kamala Harris to be the nominee of the Democrat Party? Zero. Not a single person, Vance added. He also finds it comical that some on the left accuse him and former President Donald Trump of being threats to democracy, considering the Democrat presidential nomination process is unfolding as it is. "Trump is the most popular person in the party. He still ran through the primary process because that's what you have to do. You have to persuade voters that you're the guy. That's kind of how the system works," Vance said. Vance, a senator from Ohio who turned 40 on Friday, added that top Democrat power brokers and elites pushed Biden out, which he noted calls into question what is the real power center in this country. "Look, basically what happened is Barack Obama, the Clinton family, and a few billionaires got in a room together and said, hey, this guy's political deadweight. Let's throw him overboard," Vance said. "That's really creepy if you think about it. But then you realize he's the president of the United States. And it kind of makes you question, what is the real power center in this country if a few billionaires and a few unelected officials can throw the president overboard," he added. Vance invited Democrat voters who are uncomfortable with how the process is unfolding to vote for Republicans. "You may not agree with us on everything, but at least in our party, we believe you should have to persuade people, not try to run this corrupt process in the background," he said.